Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I don't know. I've lost focus. Here's what you could do. Take out a piece of paper and write down all the things you don't love what you're doing. You don't love the aspects of things. And you can either love why you're doing it, or what you could do is figure out about delegating. But sometimes people, when I ask people, what do you love to do? They don't have an answer. But if I ask them, what do you not love doing? Oh, that's easy. It's like, saying to our significant other, in my case, my lady friend, my girlfriend, and I say to her, where do you want to eat tonight? She goes, I don't know. But if I say, well, where don't you want to eat? Oh, that's an easy question.
Well, another thing that I think, and I've tried to apply this myself over the years. As a business owner, you don't always having a business is like raising a teenager. You always you always love it, but you don't always like it. You know, I've always loved my business, but I haven't always liked it because of what was going on. But I always was, I always thanked God that I had it.
Yeah.
Even when things were tough, even when I didn't know if I was going to make it that day, I might just have to close up that day and walk away from it. I would still thank God that I had it.
Well, and here's
as tough as things were. And so I think, you know, if you've got a job that you don't like, for whatever reason, you know, if it's providing for something that you do care about, and this is what you were saying a minute ago, be thankful that you can do that.
Absolutely. And there's some things you can really look at what you love doing or what you don't love, right, and getting that list out, and then start to move in that dimension. So let's say you're working for somebody else. You could say, okay, what do I really love doing? Okay, well, that's not a big part of what I'm doing right now. Well, start to propose. I was coaching somebody the other day. I said, you know, you got to go to your boss and say, look, I'd like to take on some special projects in this area because I think I could really excel in that area. Mm-hmm. And I really want to take that on. So there's some things that you could volunteer within a company that you could do that to really move towards what you love doing. Because here's what I found is the more you move closer to this, the more money you make. But let's put aside money for a month. Moment. It's actually in service of other people. It's mm-hmm. more exciting. Here's what I found out. I've never encountered somebody who loves their life and isn't happy. Now, that sounds simple, right? But if you really think about it, it's not about happiness. Happiness can be fleeting, right? You like something, mm-hmm. you don't like something. But love stays. I've had challenges over the years, go through that, but I've always loved what I do.
There's another thing in there, too, Stephen, and
yeah.
that is... is at some point in time, we all have to reconcile the fact that maybe the problem we have with whatever's going on in our lives, a business that's not doing well, a job that we don't like, a relationship that's upside down, whatever it might be, we all have to come back to the fact that and reconcile one key element in that whole scenario, and that's us. We have
Absolutely.
To look. We have to look in the mirror. Maybe the reason why I don't like my job is because I've decided I don't like it, and I'm not going to put anything into making it good.
Here, how about this one? They're not paying me to do that, so I'm not going to do that. How crazy
right.
is that?
Yeah.
You want to start being the executive, being that person you really want to be paid for. Start moving towards that now. Quit
the most hateful
about the
thing, the thing that I hate seeing more than anything in the world, is attitude.
Yeah.
And if you've taken an attitude about somebody or something, it's eating you alive, and it's going to cause you to fail. You will fail if you can't get away from that attitude. Stephen, I need your website quickly, please.
It's www.justbehonest.com. So it's
justbehonest.com. Check it out. All the books are there too. Quick break. Right back with Stephen Gaffney.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.